Friend to Friend. Prepare for the temple every day. By Sister Joy D. Jones, Primary General President. When I was 9 years old, I had a wonderful primary teacher
named Sister Kohler. I was very shy, and she was so gentle that I loved being with her. One day, she gave us each a piece of paper. We all wrote down what we wanted to do when we got older. I wrote, "Go to college and get married in the temple." I taped my paper above my closet door. At night, light from the street lamp shone in through my window. I looked up at my piece of paper. It reminded me that I wanted to go to the temple. Back then, there were only 12 temples in the world. I wanted to go to every one. Whenever my mother and father planned a vacation, they always took our family to the temple. We lived in Oregon, USA. The nearest temple was 600 miles, 965 kilometers away in Cardston, Alberta, Canada. Our car didn't have air conditioning. My brother and sister and I sat in the back seat. We would hang a wet washcloth outside the car window, then we put it on our necks to cool off. It was a thrill when we finally saw the temple. I didn't know very much about what happened there, but my parents were always happy when they came out. I knew the temple was very important. I knew it was the Lord's house. After I turned 12, I got to do temple baptisms in several temples.
Then, when I met my future husband, I found out that he loved the temple too. We got married in the Manti, Utah temple. You can prepare for the temple every day. Go to the temple when you can. Touch its walls. When my grandson Jarrett was 11 years old, he worked on family history every Sunday with his dad. He found many names of ancestors. Now that he is 12, he is doing baptisms in the temple for these ancestors. When you are in the temple, you can walk where Jesus walks. It is his house. I hope you will pray every day for Heavenly Father to help you prepare to enter the temple and feel his love. End of the article, Prepare for the Temple Every Day. Read by Eden Reinwand and Roseanne Peterson.